洪恩环境英语终极篇
Intermediate Part 1 Lesson 4
Now we're going to talk about people and places, and we're going to compare them. When we talk about two people or two places, we often use words like bigger, older, nicer, or better. When we compare three or more than three people or places, we use words like the biggest, the oldest, the nicest, and the best. Listen and repeat.
The youngest kid is 2 years old.
The oldest is 6 now.
Her husband is the best lawyer in town.
Is that the tallest building in Stamford?
No, the Fairchild Hotel is the tallest.
It has the nicest restaurant in town.
Okay, now listen to this conversation between two friends, Dave and Janie. They're talking about Dave's three children.
Hi, Dave. Are those the photos of your three kids?
Oh, hello, Janie. Yes, they are. Do you want to see them?
Yes, I do. What are their names?
Frank, Tommy, and Mark. Frank is the oldest, and Mark is the youngest.
Really? Mark's also the tallest of the three.
That's true. Mark is the youngest, but he's also the tallest boy in the family.
And Tommy is the heaviest.
He's the heaviest and maybe the cutest of the three.
Well, I think Frank is the cutest.
Now talk about Dave's three children. You're going to hear a child's name and then an adjective, like Frank, old. Use the adjective in the superlative to talk about the child.For example, I say, Frank, old, and you say,
Frank is the oldest.
Ready? Let's begin. Frank, old.
Frank is the oldest.
Mark, young.
Mark is the youngest.
Mark, tall.
Mark is the tallest.
Tommy, heavy.
Tommy is the heaviest.
Frank, cute.
Frank is the cutest.
Now you make up some questions about people. I say, old. And you say, who's the oldest person in your family? Ready? Let's begin. Old.
Who's the oldest person in your family?
My grandfather.
Short.
Who's the shortest person in your family?
My youngest brother.
Rich.
Who's the richest person in your family?
My cousin.
Young.
Who's the youngest person in your family?
My baby sister.
Kind.
Who's the kindest person in your family?
My grandmother.
Smart.
Who's the smartest person in your family?
I am, I think.
Now you're going to compare three cities, New York, Stanford, and Los Angeles. I say, New York is a noisy city. And you say, New York is the noisiest city of the three. I say, Stanford is a quiet city. And you say, Stanford is the quietest city of the three. Let's begin. New York is a noisy city.
New York is the noisiest city of the three.
Stanford is a quiet city.
Stanford is the quietest city of the three.
Los Angeles is a new city.
Los Angeles is the newest city of the three.
New York is an old city.
New York is the oldest city of the three.
Stanford is a nice city.
Stanford is the nicest city of the three.
Stanford is a good city.
Stanford is the best city of the three.
Stanford is the nicest city. Stanford is the best city. That's the opinion of someone who loves Stanford. Some people who live in New York or Los Angeles say, Our city is the nicest city and the best. Now, can you spell the words you've been using? Let's see. When I say a word, you spell it and then listen to the correct spelling. Okay? Prettiest.
P-R-E-T-T-I-E-S-T.
Nicest.
N-I-C-E-S-T.
Thinnest.
T-H. I-N-N-E-S-T.
Biggest.
B-I-G-G-E-S-T.
Noisiest.
N-O-I-S-I-E-S-T. T.
Cutest.
C-U-T-E-S-T.
Heaviest.
H-E-A-V-I-E-S-T.
When you call someone or something the nicest, the biggest, or the best, you usually have to say who or what you're comparing that person or thing with. For example, I'm the youngest person in my family. Or Mark is the tallest of the three brothers. Now I say, Dave has three children. Mark is the tallest. And you say, Mark is the tallest of the three children. I say, the restaurant is in Stanford. It's the best restaurant. And you say, it's the best restaurant in Stanford. All right, let's begin. Dave has three children. Mark is the tallest.
Mark is the tallest of the three children.
The restaurant is in Stamford. It's the best restaurant.
It's the best restaurant in Stamford.
All the sisters are cute. Anne is the cutest.
Anne is the cutest of all the sisters.
The three restaurants have seafood. Marina Bay has the best seafood.
Marina Bay has the best seafood of the three restaurants.
My books are heavy. This dictionary is the heaviest.
This dictionary is the heaviest of my books.
My cousin lives in town. He's the richest man.
He's the richest man in town.
Listen to this dialogue.
Excuse me, aren't you Lucy Swenson?
Yes, but...
I'm Paul Butler. I met you once at KNEB in Los Angeles.
Oh, of course. You went out with my friend, Ruth Valdez. But what are you doing in New York? I didn't expect to run into you here.
I'm here on business. I have an interview at ABC tomorrow. If you're free, maybe we can get together before I go back to Los Angeles.
That would be nice.
Did you notice the new expressions, go out with, run into, and get together? Listen again to the sentences. Then repeat what you hear.
Excuse me. Aren't you Lucy Swenson?
Yes, but...
I'm Paul Butler. I met you once at KNEB in Los Angeles.
Oh, of course. You went out with my friend, Ruth Valdez. But what are you doing in New York? I didn't expect to run into you here.
I'm here on business. I have an interview at ABC tomorrow. If you're free, maybe we can get together before I go back to Los Angeles.
That would be nice.
This is the end of lesson 4.